This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at Lone Depot Park, we had ourselves a rubber match between the Marlins and the Brewers. Eliezer Hernandez went opposite of the veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. And with a recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Back with you here at Lone Depot Park, where this afternoon the Brewers have defeated the Marlins 7-3 in the rubber game of this three-game series. Milwaukee takes two out of three. Eliezer Hernandez started against Brandon Woodruff, and the Brewers struck first, as they did in each of the three games in this series, a run in inning number one. Colton Wong led off with a walk. He was erased on Willy Adames' fielder's choice, but then Christian Yelich reached on an error by Brian Anderson. The Marlins' third baseman was over on the right side of the infield on a shift, and a Yelich ground ball got through Andy, putting Yelich on at first base and advancing Adames to third. And after Yelich stole second, the Brewers had second and third with one out for their third baseman, Luis Urias. Here, the 0-2, and that's in the air to center field, not deep. Sanchez coming on, makes the catch. Adames tags, might have left early. Throw to the plate, it's not going to be in time. It's 1-0 Brewers on a sack fly. The Marlins may want to look at that one. I thought he jumped. I thought he left third base early. And the Marlins are going to appeal over there, and they're going to call him safe. Well, the Marlins saw the same thing I did. They appealed over there. The call was safe. They then challenged the play, and Urias was judged to have left right on time. So it was 1-0 Milwaukee in the first inning. Brandon Woodruff finished fifth in Cy Young voting last year. He was struggling coming in here in 2022. He began the afternoon today with a rather inflated earned run average on the season. Woodruff threw his first six starts at a 5.97 ERA, but he struck out the side in the first, getting Sanchez, Aguilar, and Soler. In the second, Avi Garcia reached on an error by the third baseman, Luis Urias. Garcia reached on the E5. He would go to third base and a Brian Anderson double. So Marlins had second and third, nobody out, down a run in the second. Miguel Rojas, a fly ball to shallow right for the first out. Runners had to hold. Brian De La Cruz fouled out to the first baseman for the second out. So the Marlins were in danger of squandering second and third with no outs. The number eight man, Eric Gonzalez, worked a walk. That was a big plate appearance, extending the inning and getting Peyton Henry to the plate. And Henry, who had been a Brewers minor leaguer before he was acquired in a deal by the Marlins, the deadline last year, came up big for his new club. Bases loaded, two down, 2-2 pitch is lined into right center, sinking quickly and down for a base hit. One run is in, coming around third, racing home Anderson. It's a two-run single for Peyton Henry, the former Brewer farmhand. And the Marlins grab a 2-1 lead over Woodruff in the second. And they would extend that lead in the third. One out, nobody on. Jorge Soler. Soler on 2-0, a towering fly ball deep down the left field line. Fair or foul? It is a fair ball and a home run. Soler's done it again, number seven on the season. And it's 3-1 Marlins. It was only, by Soler standards, only 356 feet. Each of his first six homers had been in excess of 400 feet. In fact, each of the first six had been at least 405 feet. His first six had averaged 428 feet. Among major leaguers with at least three home runs this season, only Vlad Guerrero Jr. has a longer average home run distance at 431. So that was a cheapie by Soler standards at 356, but it was a big one nonetheless because it gave the Marlins at that point a 3-1 lead. Eliezer, after allowing the run in the first, pitched around hit batsman in the second, pitched around a leadoff walk in the third, pitched around a two-out double in the fourth inning. But in the fifth, with a 3-1 lead, well, he got in some serious trouble. It began with Jace Peterson, a home run out to right center field that made it a 3-2 game. Then it was back to the top of the order in Colton Wong. Colton Wong, long drive to right, way back, and we are tied at three on back-to-back homers by Peterson and Wong to begin the fifth for Milwaukee. The home run coming back to bite Eliezer Hernandez again. Willie Adames then reached on an errant throw to first base by Miguel Rojas. And when Christian Yelich walked, Eliezer Hernandez's day was done after four innings plus and 85 pitches, 53 strikes. Lewis Head came out of the bullpen, and he inherited a bit of a mess. The Brewers had runners at first and second with nobody out. He got Luis Urias to fly to right for the first out, then pitched to Rowdy Tellez. Tellez line drive to left. That's going to give Milwaukee the lead. In from third base, Brasso. Throw back behind Yelich at second. He hurries back to the bag. So Tellez, who had been 1-for-9 with 4 Ks in the series, singles to left, and it's 4-3. The Brewers go on top. And two batters later, Omar Narvaez delivered from Milwaukee. There's a line drive into right, a hit for Omar Narvaez. Around third, coming toward the plate, Yelich, and the throw will go into third base, 5-3 Milwaukee. Narvaez, his second hit of the day. Able to close the book in Eliezer Hernandez at that point. Eliezer today, 4 innings plus, 3 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned. He walked 3, struck out 2, 85 pitches, 53 strikes. Lewis Head got the Marlins out of the 5th inning. Tanner Scott worked the 6th. A couple of walks, but no runs allowed. Chalked up a K. Then Tommy Nance came on to start the 7th. Nance, whose first two appearances as a Marlin, one last night against the Brewers, the other in Phoenix in the last road trip, had been very impressive in this game, trailing 5-3. The first batter he faced was Rowdy Tellez. The 0-1 to Tellez is in the air, right center. Hit it well. Sanchez back onto the track, and Tellez has hit one out, and now it's 6-3 Brewers. Tellez's 8th home run of the season for the Brewers. Their 3rd in the game. Milwaukee's now hit 49 on the season. At the start of the day, they were 3rd in Major League Baseball, 1st in the National League in home runs. The Angels and Yankees both hit 48 heading into play today. The Brewers now at 49 with their 3 in this game. Nance would come back to retire the next 3. Cole Sulcer in the 8th inning struck out the first man, Jace Peterson, but Colton Wong singled. Wong was on base all 5 times in this game. He had a single, a homer, 3 walks, stole 2 bases, scored 2 runs, had an RBI. He would stay at second. He stole second base. He'd stay at second, an infield hit by Mike Brasso into the hole at shortstop, a ball that Miggy handled, but couldn't make a play on Brasso on, and Wong had to stay at second base. So with one out, the Brewers had 2 men aboard. Christian Yelich struck out. Yelich 0-for-3 in this game, couple of walks, goes 2-for-11 with 5 strikeouts on the weekend. But at that point, Sulcer was not yet out of the inning. Still had 2 men on with 2 outs for Luis Urias. Michael Perez walk. Line drive, center field off Urias' bat, in for a hit. They're going to wave Wong around third, racing home, throws high, and he slides in safely under the tag from Henry. Now they got the man caught off at first base. Henry fires down to Gonzalez, and they get the out. 2-4 after the RBI single. Urias is erased. That's a good play by Henry to get Miami out of this inning, but not before Wong crosses the plate and extends the lead. It is 7-3 Brewers as we head to the bottom of the 8th. And 7-3 is how this one would end. After the starter, Woodruff went the first 5. 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 2 walks, 6 Ks, and a homer. 94 pitches, 58 strikes. How about Aaron Ashby? He wound up going the final 4. And the only man who reached against him was Brian Anderson on a strikeout wild pitch in the 8th inning. He did not allow a hit, did not allow a walk. Ashby in his 4 innings struck out 8. And he earns a 4-inning save here today as the Brewers shut the Marlins down 7-3 the final. For Milwaukee, 7 runs, 9 hits and an error, 9 men left. For Miami, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Marlins strand 6. Brandon Woodruff the winner, 4-2. Eliezer Hernandez drops to 2-3 with the loss. Aaron Ashby, his first big league save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 33 minutes. The Brewers with the victory remain atop the National League Central. They're 22-13. They started the day 2.5 games in front of the Cardinals. Milwaukee now 12-9 on the road after a 4-5 road trip. They're headed home for the next 6 against the Braves and the Nationals, and they're 10-4 in Milwaukee this year. As for the Marlins, who have now lost 11-14, Miami drops to 15-19 on the season. The Marlins are 7-9 here at Lone Depot Park, where they will remain for the next week. They've got 3 against the Nationals starting tomorrow night, Then after day off Thursday, they'll play three against the Braves next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So the Marlins fall to the Brewers. Before we hear from Don Mattingly, let's step aside for a quick commercial break.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with you on Marlins Rewind. Let's hear from the seventh-year skipper, Don Mattingly, after the Marlins lost to the Brewers yesterday.
We got three walks, the two home runs, those are the two only earned runs. How would you assess his outing today?
Eliezer probably should have went into the fifth with a zero, right? I thought he pitched really well, kind of battling all day. And then the two homers, it looked like he just kind of got to that point. He was getting towards the end of his pitch count. And so really pretty good. If we come in and get some outs, he don't give up the extra runs, but for the most part, he gives up two, or zero going into the fifth, and then the two homers.
Anything in particular that you're seeing with those home runs with him? Is he pitching a little timid in those spots? Is it just missed pitches?
I mean, I'm probably the wrong guy to ask, but I mean, usually when you throw the ball in bad spots, and you know, like the ball to Jace looks like it was a changeup that just stayed up. You know, obviously we know he hits the changeup up, but if you get it down, it's a good pitch. So it's like you got to hit spots, and the same with Wong.
Luzardo placed on the IL earlier today. Obviously, he's been really good for you guys. What's kind of the level of concern with his injury?
Not a lot, honestly. With the off days, being careful, I think his spot only comes up like one time before he's eligible to come back off. I just looked at it like we're going to take the extra body, be careful with him, but feel pretty good.
Yeah, there's three off days, Thursday, and then the two the week after. Is that will you guys maybe try to maximize maybe using guys like maybe Sandy tomorrow, or like he's still
Sandy's pitching tomorrow. I don't know what. Oh. Yeah, that's how we had lined up.
Okay. Just is that something that will everyone else stay online? Then will Tuesday be?
Tuesday would be a spot start.
Okay. For Cooper, because I guess, you know, last night is that sort of layman was brought up just in case, you know, to have another guy on the bench. What was sort of recalling
Layman? Layman's just kind of like I said, extra body for Luzardo. We thought that it wasn't for Coop. Coop's fine. He would have hit today. It was really more about, it felt like we could use that left-handed bat in some different spots over the next few days. And if we needed to do something pitching-wise, we could do that whenever we needed to.
I'm curious with Eliezer, I was looking at his, obviously some of the numbers, just ERA, wasn't that, but like his advanced metrics are pretty good. Where do you see maybe the discrepancy where, like, you know, he's missing, you know, like a sweet spot stuff is better, this than that, exit velo, but, you know, some of the numbers, you know, ERA or the runs louder.
Yeah, no, I mean, he is. I mean, we're not going to sit here and say he's been great. We know that, but we feel like he's been getting better. We thought the start in Arizona was better. Today early, he's good. We get the double play ball early, or even get it out there. He doesn't give up a run in the first, and he's through four with no runs given up, right? With a 3-run lead at that point. So you know, but so we feel like he's getting better, and we know what he's capable of. So, you know, and we just keep working. We keep trying to get better. That's with everybody. And we went through a little bit of period with Trevor that there was all the red lights were going off about Trevor, and now we're seeing him continue to work, continue to get better, and now nobody's talking about it anymore. And we feel like Eliezer's kind of in that same boat. He's getting better. And if we get consistently just continue this, then that noise stops too.
Peyton Henry, I guess, hits in four of his last five starts. You know, he's starting to, he's picking up a bit. Just talk about the difficulty, I guess, for him. He's, you know, very limited experience, big leagues, and he's kind of only playing, you know, once every however many days as, you know, backup per se.
Yeah, it's not conducive to being your best offensive self when you're not getting consistent at bats. But he's made some adjustments as far as, you know, his work. You know, early on, a lot of big swings and BP and long, and you got it. It's hard to do that and be, you know, have any kind of chance at game day. You know, at 96 and 97, you got to keep everything short, so it gives yourself a chance. I think he's made a nice adjustment with that. And he's did a, you know, so he's getting his hits, right? He's starting to get a hit. He's walking. He's been part of it, and he does a nice job behind the plate. So he's kind of, for that role, he's doing a nice job.
You mentioned the other day you like the quality of his at bats lately. Do you sense a little frustration with Jesus Sanchez maybe not getting the results now?
Well, today was, you know, obviously not very good. So yeah, it's a little over the tipping point, you know, with those at bats today. So you know, we'll look at what we do with him as far as, you know, give him a breather or whatever, just so he can go to work without having to try to get out there. We've been trying to let him fight through it, so you know, we'll talk about that a little bit. We talked about a little bit during the game as the game progressed. We've seen the frustration.
That Tuesday spot start, would it be someone already on the roster like Poteet, or would you prefer to keep him like a long relief role? Or?
It depends. You know, we've talked about number one, we haven't talked to the player yet, so it's like it's hard for me to come out here and say who we're going to start when they don't know.
Okay, so that was Don Mattingly after the Marlins defeat the hands of the Brewers yesterday afternoon. Miami now 15-19. The Brewers are 22-13. The Marlins sent Sandy Alcantara to the mound tonight. No Jesus Luzardo. He's been stuck on the shelf. He's got a bit of a left forearm issue. There's not a whole ton of concern. And with the upcoming off days, he may truly only have to miss about a turn through the rotation, but we'll keep you posted on that front. Anyway, the Washington Nationals are in town tonight. Alcantara goes opposite of Aaron Sanchez at the 6:40 first pitch, 6:10 airtime with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.